Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drew.
I'm Phil Fechner.
What a beautiful day to record a show, Phil.
Beautiful day here in Gawler, Rick.
It's
pleasant ride up on the train. And,
yep.
You know?
One day it's perfect.
Ferals everywhere.
The next day it's in. One day it's perfect, the next day it's paradise. As simple as that.
God.
Okay, now listen, I'm anxious to hear about your internal trial.
Yeah, pretty low key.
Pretty low
key. Wasn't anything really to write home about. We were gone by 11, which was good. Good hit out, and that was it. Quickly, while I'm on that, I just want to welcome Tams and Jenke and Candice Rayson to the Panther Den.
Oh, really?
Two new bowlers from Adelaide Bowling Club. Hursty got them along, which is...
What sort of contract are they on?
Fantastic. They're two really good bowlers, I tell you.
Answer the question put in front of you.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Less than I'm on.
What
so
they, they're paying.
I pay them, don't
oh, right.
I? Quickly, before we kick off on the Bross and Light bowls, Rick, the Bross and Light Bowls Association Super Challenge kicks off very, very shortly on Friday, the November the 3rd at 5:30 at the beautiful, beautiful Angaston Bowling Club on Valley Road at Angaston.
And does that mean we get dinner that night?
I reckon teas would be on as well that night as well.
Oh.
So it's going to be a big show there.
It will be.
Yep. Looking for the invite in the mail, but that's all right. We might be still looking. That's about it. Like, we'll go into last week's games, Rick.
Yes.
Few upsets here, Rick.
Gee whiz.
Mount Pleasant, cellar dwellers last year, 99, defeated Newry, 76.
What?
Yep, my old neighbour Brendan Taheny, who I mentioned last week, his rank with the great man Dennis Traeger, ex-Glyndock bowler, 29 to Stewie Forbes, 17. Gave him a whooping. So
Newry would be conducting an inquiry into this.
Second bottom they're sitting.
Yes.
It's an under-sitting bottom. It looks like they've turned the premiership table upside down this year, Rick, other than Angaston sitting on top.
It's a bit early to call, though, isn't it?
Well, I'm just saying how the premiership table
looks
now. Like
the referendum, Phil.
I'm not going there. Okay, another upset, Rick, that I didn't pick. Kapunda, 91. Yidunda, 110.
Hey, what's going on?
Brett Rowland, the great Brett Rowland.
Yes.
Who's a listener of this show every week.
Yes.
You know, he went down 15-31 to Tate Rogers.
Did he arrive late?
Hey? You have to ask Brett. Brett, let us know if you were a little bit late getting there or what the setup was. But the great Peter Luke at his rink got up again. Marty Jew skipping that rink. Yep.
In doubt, go to Pete.
Yeah, big Pete.
Yeah.
Yep. Here's one I did tip right. Angaston, 104 versus Tanunda, 72.
Well, that's the first one you've got right.
It is, out of three. Ian Ellsworthy, 30. Daryl Greer, must have had a bit of a struggling day, 7.
What?
Yep, 7 to 30. Just quickly, got to mention another listener of this show and the of course the Super Challenge organizer, brains of that, Matty Short going down this week, 20-24 to Timmy Leish.
What is there?
What is going on there?
Exactly.
The great rink of Shorty, and they've gone down. Anybody can be beaten, I suppose. It just goes to show
there's no such thing as a guarantee, I suppose. I mean,
the last game, Rick.
The Pakistani bookmakers have done well, though, haven't they?
The last game of the round was Freeling versus Lindock. And guess what, Rick?
You got it right.
I got it wrong. 1 out of 4.
What?
Freeling, 101 versus Lindock, 76. Dean Gear, 31.
Have you got the results? Have you read them correctly, or you haven't got them?
I'm not sure what's going on here.
Yeah.
Dean Gear, 31. Darren Green, 18. Rick, I've just got to mention, going through the scores there. No Marslins. The Marslins play for Freeling. None of them played this weekend. There's a little bit of a upheaval, evidently, Friday afternoon. I won't go into it too much. I don't think we need to speak about it too much on air. But, they pulled the pin Sunday morning or Friday night, didn't play anyhow. I won't say they pulled the pin. I don't know whether it was their choice. I think it was Shane. Shane said that it was his choice to not the bowl, but I think Nathan had other options. But anyway, they didn't play, and they still got over the line. Yes. So it's a great effort for the Freeling Bowling Club. Good on them.
It is indeed.
So this week, we're going to this week. I've got to see if I can get better than one out of four, Rick.
Give me a choice as well, and I'll see how we go.
All right, being the bowls guru, yes. Whatever I pick the opposite, and you'll go all right. Okay, we've got Newry versus Freeling at Newry.
Well, on form, Freeling will bolt in.
I'm going Newry at home.
Freeling will bolt in.
Right. Hopefully the Marsons are playing and everything's all cleared up there. Angaston versus Mount Pleasant. Virtually almost top of the table game.
I'll go for Angaston.
I'm going for Angaston. At their lovely, beautiful clubhouse there on Valley Road.
That would give us a chance for the meal as well, I would think.
Lindock versus Kapunda. Both got done last week.
A couple of scrubbers there.
Don't say that. I've got Peter Lukett listening in. He didn't mean that, Pete.
No, I didn't. I meant they both lost.
They both lost. Sorry, Pete, that's all I meant by that.
So I'll go for Lindock.
No Aaron Ayres.
What?
No, he didn't bowl last week.
He's back on the golf.
Went on a holiday up to Flinders or somewhere, and now he's off to Egypt. He better take a gun with him over there, wouldn't he?
He's going to Egypt
at the end of the month.
Good luck,
Aaron. Just a nice gun with you there.
I'd stick to the jungle of the Tanunda Pines Golf Club.
He said his golf is going shit too. So that's what he texted me back. But anyway, he rings. We've got a whole segment on him. He said he must be popular. Not necessarily, Aaron.
No, just shorter material.
Okay, back to Lindock and Kapunda. I'm going to tip Kapunda in that. Who did you tip?
I've gone Lindock.
You've gone Lindock?
Yes.
Yep. They've only tipped one the same. Yeah, here we go. Yadunda versus Tanunda at the beautiful new greens up there at Yadunda.
I will go for Tanunda.
I'm going Yadunda. Oh. There we go. Okay, so we've tipped one the same. That's Angaston.
That's right.
See how we go.
Well, yeah, I can't do any worse than you did last this week.
Just quickly while I'm on bowls, Rick. We kicked the big league off down in town this week. The Premier boys, we hit the carpet. We're playing on the carpet this week at home. So this week, I'll just quickly run through who's playing. West Lakes play Lockleys. Woodville play Grange. Adelaide play Modbury. Ascot play Holdfast. And the great Paynham Panthers come up against last year's Premiers, Somerton Park. on the carpet at just tipping upset there, Rick. Go the Panthers.
I have no doubt whatsoever that you will get flogged.
Ooh, big call. Flogged.
Well, I mean, logic says you've got to start the underdog, doesn't it?
We'd have to start the underdog. The underdog can win. Look, Shorty got done last week, so here we go.
No, good luck. Thank you very much. I'll go for the Panthers.
You're going the Panthers? So I'll go and summon them. Not really. I think we'll give them a bit of a run for their money. So fingers crossed that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
That's all of the bowls, but just while I've got my notes in front of me, Rick, heard a little rumour during the week on the Brosson Light football.
Yes.
Brosson Light footy. Remember that? Remember the footy? Possible signing, I believe, at Newry. Andrew Moore, ex-AFL, ex-now North Adelaide player. Just finished his league career the last game of the year. Signed with Newry.
Is that right?
So keep your ear to the ground for that one.
Rick. He's a defender, isn't he?
Oh, he's sort of on baller. He's a pretty good player. Yeah, he's pretty handy.
Right, so there's the rumour. They're coming thick and fast.
Yep.
Right, well, speaking of football, let's go to the local Brosson Light cricket.
Cricket?
Round one beautiful. Is underway.
I thought it was last week. I think I mentioned, but anyway.
No, you did. You were wrong.
Oh, no, mistaken.
Mistaken.
Yeah.
I know you were just anxious to get it underway. Anyway, we are halfway through. All games are scheduled to be two-day games. And we're halfway through the first round with Newry playing Lindock, Malala playing Angaston, which is the game that I'm actually umpiring. And just a little piece of trivia. It's at Malala, and they made 199, of which Craig Todd was top scorer for the Malala boys. New addition, moved over from Light Pass.
Oh, Jumbo, where did you let him get through your fingers?
Well, he's a nice lad, Craig, and I can understand it. He said, with Light Pass being relegated to Div 2, he, quote, as I'm not getting any younger and I think I can still play A grade, I made the move. And that's
I thought it might have been salary cap. I thought Jumbo's probably taken the salary, you know. So they had to cap it and he missed out, Craig. Poor old Craig had to move.
Yeah, he's getting more at Malala. Anyway, Sandy Creek are playing South Gawler now. You'll be pleased to know South Gawler have been strengthened with the addition of the Barker boys. They're back.
The boys are back.
The boys are back.
All's forgiven out there.
Brody and Riley are back.
How'd they go?
Well, Brody didn't do that well making a duck. Riley was top scorer with 37. They only made 165, and Sandy Creek a naught for 41. So
game over.
You'd almost suggest that way. And the last game, Tanunda and Greenock. Tanunda, I don't know. It's like their football, their cricket. I mean, I know they've had a bit more success with cricket, but out for 132, of which the man himself, Trent.
Yes, Trent Gers, son of Chris.
54.
Wow, we got bat on ball.
Top scorer.
Well done, Trent.
Yep. Greenock, 2 for 48 in reply. So Gersey's taken one. I would suggest that he'll probably bowl from the very start, and he'd need to get a couple early ones. Because it's not a lot. It's less than 100. It's about 90 odd. Anyway, so interesting start.
And we didn't have a score on the Lindock Newry game.
No,
did we?
No.
So that's all right. It's all good.
All good.
Yep.
Now, while we're still on cricket, let's go to the mighty Redbacks.
How are they going?
Well, as we speak, I actually thought, my heavens, they're going to turn around the thrashing they got against Tasmania. Because they actually made 290. They're playing at the Adelaide Oval. So the caterers will be very busy with the
beautiful
with the large crowds.
Be a huge crowd. What are they charging to get in this year? Are they charging to get?
Yep, $10 I think. Oh,
$10 well, for what,
well,
paint
well,
dry.
Well worth it. Anyway, SA made 293.
Yep.
Which you'd say is about par for a anyway. They did quite well and knocked over New South Wales for 183. I will admit, with all due respect to New South Wales and the South Australian Redbacks, that there's hardly a name in the New South Wales side that you'd recognise. So they're playing with their second or third 11 because most of them are overseas playing for Australia or somewhere else. However, you can only put the best side on the park that you can. Now, with a 110 lead, you'd say, well, hang on.
That's all right. None for 110.
Well, that's right. But.
But what?
This sounds a bit more like the old Redbacks, doesn't it? All out for 212 in the second dig.
Yep.
I find it hard to believe that you make less in the second dig. But anyway, there you go. The only guy who really looks the goods for the Redbacks is Nathan McSweeney. What I like is he made 64 from 174 balls in the first dig, and he made the round 100 in the second from 160. Now, you know, you take that 100 away from the 212 in the second dig, it doesn't leave too many for anyone else. Henry Hunt's, I don't know,
He's struggling
badly.
Seven or something, didn't he? He didn't get
and
double figures.
Kelvin Smith has been given his 45th chance, you know, disappeared after missing out here to Western Australia for a year or two. He's back again. He's made 11 and 33. I don't know. Jake batted, made 100, of course, in the first game, 31 and 8. And, of course, the man of the moment, Jake McGuirk.
Oh, yeah, how did he go?
Well, you know, I think he thought in the first dig that he was still playing in the slog feast because he scored 25 from 18 balls. Oh. But in the second dig, he was out for one. I just think, I don't know how you do it, and I'm not close to it, but there needs to be a lot more discipline in the Redbacks batting. Anyway, so the last I checked, New South Wales were naught for. So 322 with a day and a session to go.
I'll tip the Redbacks.
Well, we'll wait and see. If they can get a few tonight, you're on the money.
But we'll get on the internet and have a look after we finish the show, see how they're going.
We will. We will indeed. Now, while we are talking cricket,
yes,
did you hear about the two wicket keepers that died?
No.
And they went to heaven.
Yep.
And they checked out with St. Peter and St. Peter said, anyone who has ever cheated or appealed without reason or sledged a batsman, step forward and ask for forgiveness. One of them stepped forward and asked for forgiveness, and St. Peter said, come on in and bring the other deaf bastard with you.
What are you saying? All wicket keepers cheat.
Well, hey? I'm... The funny, I wasn't planning on saying this, but I loved Adam Gilchrist because he sort of built his reputation on the fact that he walked, you know, and most batsmen don't walk. But the funniest thing is that, well, the inconsistency or hypocrisy or whatever you want to call it is that he used to appeal for catches behind that people didn't get.
Who was your wicket keeping your day? He kept for you guys.
Well, Mike Hendricks started, and then Dennis Yagmich took over from him. So Dennis, the answer is the year we won the Shield, Dennis Yagmich was.
Oh, okay.
And he's ex-Western Australian.
Okay.
Yeah.
So quickly, we just touch on the draft. Not much happening there by the looks. And McAdam's gone to Melbourne.
Yep.
They're not getting that Petty, though, so I'm not too sure. They gave him some sort of a pick.
Petty's still lead singer of the Heartbreakers, isn't he?
I never heard of them, but anyway, that's all right.
Heard of Tom Petty?
Oh, yeah, Tom Petty, yeah.
A good view is that he's right into the music.
Radaglia, they reckon, is going to go down to the last hour, basically, but they reckon the deal will get done. I think Geelong is just holding off, and if he doesn't go this year, then he goes for nothing next year, so they might as well get something for him. And it looks like Dersma will go to Essendon, and we'll get the halfback flanker. Can't think of his name just off.
Double-barreled, isn't it?
Two names. Yeah. And so there's not much else happening, but it's all sort of... Yeah.
It's very hard to judge the Dersma one because Dersma, at the time of the draft, if everyone remembers, was in the same draft as Rosie. And
he was as good.
And I might say that when he first started playing, I think he was as good as the three of them.
I agree.
However... And I don't know that you can judge this. He's been injured. Now, you know, he may well be an injury prone, whatever.
Yep.
But at his best, he's a very good player.
Absolutely. So anyway, time will tell. Lockie Schultz has gone to Collingwood from Freo. And they're talking that Jack Ginnivan might go to, who's looking at him? Hawthorne are looking at him. Because, see, they've got that Schultz. Now there's another... small forward type player, so Ginnivan would probably be on the outer. He struggled this year. So.
Well, he's been on the outer, but he's a hero, isn't he? The crowd, they love him.
So that's about all. There's not much really happening, and we'll leave it at that, I think, Rick, indeed. Today.
Well, there you go. Well, until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.